Life's big decisions aren't always easy, but you don't have to figure them out alone. Psychic Source connects you with trusted psychics who offer real insight, not just predictions. Whether it's love, career, or life's big questions, you'll get honest, judgment-free guidance in a private safe space, anytime, 24/7. And if your reading doesn't feel right, it's free. Take control of your future. Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO25 to get started. Psychic Source, insight when you need it most.
This is John Batchelor speaking to Admiral James Stavridis. His book, To Risk It All, he tells the story of David Farragut, a man who was made the first admiral of the United States Navy, born at the beginning of the 19th century, died in 1870. The Battle of Mobile Bay is what he's known for, and as the admiral says, the midshipmen of the United States Naval Academy, Annapolis, have memorized these words ever since the events of the Civil War. But what Farragut risked charging into mined Mobile Bay was a combination of risk and information. And here the admiral explains how commanders make decisions in the field. They need luck, but they also need to prepare. And David Farragut was prepared when he charged and took his gunboats into Mobile Bay against the Confederate guns. More of this later tonight.
David Farragut, of course, is most famous for this seemingly reckless phrase, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." He utters those immortal words memorized by generations of young midshipmen at the Naval Academy. He utters those words in this battle as his flagship has blown up in front of him. But he takes the risk to move forward. And it gets back to a comment we made earlier. First, he has gathered the intelligence. He knows that these torpedoes, that's what they called mines in the water in those days. He knows these torpedoes have been in the water a long time. He makes a calculation that he can probably continue on without losing many more of his ships. And then secondly, to the resource question, he is conducting a combined arms operation using both the Army ashore and his naval forces afloat, and doing so very effectively. He's merged and managed those resources, and he's done it right at the cusp of battle. It's a wonderful example of both intelligence and resources together.